You know, one of the questions that comes up in these situations is the concept of neoadjuvant therapy. And specifically, so neoadjuvant therapy for pancreatic cancer has been out there for a while in terms of borderline resectable. But more recently, I'm hearing more and more people talking about using neoadjuvant therapy in people who appear to be resectable. For example, this patient theoretically could have been treated before surgery. And you had another case of a 60-year-old lady. Maybe we could talk about her as sort of this alternative kind of strategy.
So basically what happens in resectable patients, completely resectable, because it's one issue to be borderline, which means, yes, you could do surgery, but you have no assurance that you'll be able to take all the cancer out. And another situation when you say you're completely resectable. And the truth of the matter is, when you look at the data with neoadjuvant studies, the argument is that you actually are able to better select patients that will not be progressing and becoming metastatic very fast. And therefore, you would do an operation completely unnecessarily for a subset of patients. And those could be 25-30% of patients that appear resectable, but they have micrometastatic disease. And after surgery, you do a scan and they are already metastatic. So I think that the neoadjuvant approach is clearly extremely important, but so far we only hypothesize who should we offer this in the clinical, you know, real life situation. And right now we do potentially recommend it for patients that may have some indeterminate lesions, some indeterminate liver spots, some indeterminate lung nodules, maybe some high CA19-9 cancer markers that makes us, you know, worried about already metastatic disease that we're not seeing on scans. Fairly large tumors, bulky tumors, that again, we are worried that they grow so fast that we might have cancer in there that we're not seeing. So again, at my institution, we do not offer neoadjuvant chemotherapy for resectable patients unless they have very high risk features. But there are many studies out there that is an institutional practice to offer neoadjuvant therapy to all resectable patients. Again, with the rationale that you treat micrometastatic disease earlier, you don't do surgery for people that progress fast, but it's not yet clinical practice. So again, I personally cannot condone treating with neoadjuvant therapy everybody at this point, but rather tailoring the people that you think are at higher risk.
So what happened with this patient?
So a patient that I described here, the 60-year-old woman had new onset jaundice and dark urine. She had a 6-centimeter pancreatic mass and several visibly enlarged peripancreatic lymph nodes that were more than an inch in size. And that already, you know, you worry when you see these bulky adenopathy. She had presented with jaundice. Bilirubin was 12, and we elected to place a stent because you need to desobstruct to decompress the bile ducts. And we considered her at high risk of metastatic disease. And because of this, we offered her a neoadjuvant chemotherapy with modified FOLFIRINOX.
And what happened?
This patient actually did quite well. We treated her for about 4 months. In my practice, we use typically 3 to 4 months for resectable patients. And following that, cancer tumor shrank very beautifully and was taken to the operating room. She had an uncomplicated operation, still had about 3 positive lymph nodes at the time of surgery. And right now, we are giving her the adjuvant portion of the therapy.
Interesting.